Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Okay, head to the bank, deposit us cash.
Oh, right.
First sign this voucher, then get in line.
I made a mistake and messed up the form. Another one? Two more persons join the line? I'll prepare it in line.
Forget the paper and get more convenience at the counter. Just present your ID, swipe with your Republic One card or Visa debit card, and that's it.
Wow, that was easy. I'm out of here.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Rachel was beaten by Sydney, who threatened to kill her if she left him again. She tried calling Leah when he was asleep, but he awakened and ordered her to stay in bed for the rest of the night. Coretta and Bibi were discussing Sister Patsy's illness, and Cecil arrived without June or Lucille. He said he was there to buy groceries but couldn't remember what. June and Lucille arrived and berated him for leaving home on his own. Right now, someone is calling at Skeeter's early in the morning.
It's him!
It's who here so early in the morning?
Say.
Let me see, it's who?
Say. Hello?
I don't know the person.
Say. Hello? Say.
Look, let me wake up them girls. Maria? Annie? Come on, wake up. A man calling outside.
Ooh. A man?
Hello? Say.
Daddy? That's your father, Annie? It sounds so...
Oh, my. He was serious when he said he was coming to take you.
I can't go, Miss Skeeter. Please.
Inside!
Let's see what he wants. Coming.
What are we going to do? I can't go back, Maria.
You have to tell him what Uncle Joseph did to you.
No. I can't. Daddy can never know. He'll say it's my fault. He might even beat me.
What?
I can't go back, Maria.
Good morning, sir. I am Skeeter.
Good. I at the right place. Good morning. I am Perry, Annie's father.
You're early.
I hope I didn't wake you up.
Well, it's minutes to six.
Sorry, I'm an early morning person. I just want to see Annie. Is she awake?
She's still in bed.
You have her sleeping so late? Annie's usually up by 5 to help her mother.
She's usually up by 6.
I want to see her.
You came to take her back to the village?
Madam, I told you this child is only 13. She needs to be with her family.
I understand, but there's a reason Annie ran away.
What is the reason besides her being stubborn, lying, and wanting her own way?
You need to talk to her.
I can do that now?
Wait right here. I will go inside and talk with her.
Okay, I'll go sit on the bench under the tree.
Sure.
Mosquito, please, don't let me go with Daddy. Uncle Joseph will do the same thing to me again.
You have to tell your father.
I can't.
We are here to support you, Annie.
Marie, you don't understand my family. It will only get worse for me if I go back. Everybody will know the truth. I know Uncle Joseph will want to hurt me even more. I am afraid for my life.
But your father won't protect you if he knows the truth.
He will blame me. Maybe he won't even believe me.
Why?
Because I feel like nobody listened to me. As a little girl, you got to be quiet and do what they tell you to do.
But you were sexually abused, Annie. And that is not your fault. Being sexually abused is never the fault of the person who is abused.
Mosquito, please. I have to stay here.
Mommy, she can't go back. Please.
Your father said that you lie about things and only want your own way. Like the way you lied and said you were 15.
I'm almost 14.
But you're still a child.
I know. But nobody ever protected me in my village. I won't be able to hide from Uncle Joseph if I go back.
Well, the best thing is to tell your father. If he knows the truth, I'm sure he will let you stay here.
No! I can never tell him.
All right. Well, he is sitting outside, and at least go out and see him. Come on, get yourself together and we will go out and talk with him.
Okay.
Annie, I'll try my best to let him leave you here.
Annie, it's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Daddy.
Everybody misses you. Your mother and your sisters and your brothers especially.
I miss them too.
That is why you got to come home, Annie.
Mr. St. John, if Annie stays with us, I promise no harm will come to her.
She's happy here, sir.
I can see you've been taking care of her well.
Yes, and she's catching up in school.
I've been helping her too.
I can read better now, Daddy. I want to be a teacher when I get older. Please, let me stay here.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to say this, but we have a problem at home.
Problem?
I didn't just come here looking for Annie now because, Annie, your mother is sick.
What?
Yes, your mother is very sick and it's not looking good.
Mommy is sick?
Yes, and we don't think she'll make it.
Oh no.
Mommy?
Annie, you've got to come home and see your mother before the worst happens. She's in a lot of pain, and she's asking for you every day. She's the main reason I came looking for you.
Mommy?
You've got to come and see her before.
Mommy gonna die?
Unfortunately, looking so.
Oh, Annie.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry to bring bad news.
What happened to her?
Cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Cancer?
Yes. She asks for you all the time. All the time. So you come and see your mother?
Yes, Daddy.
Listen, I have some business to do first, and then we can head back to the village in a few days.
Okay, Daddy.
Skeeter, Maria, thank you for looking after Annie. But right now is a very sad time for our family. And that is why I came
for. I understand.
Your sisters and brothers really miss you, Annie. Everybody is sad about your mother. The family needs to be together.
And it's once again.
Oh, James. Thanks for cooking today. I'm exhausted.
You haven't been sleeping well, Jean.
I know.
What's going on?
Boy, I'm worried about Mom and Dad.
Oh.
You know, especially since Dad left the house and went all the way to Singh's shop. He He's not always in his right senses, and anything can happen to him if he's left unattended.
You don't think you're worrying too much?
How am I worrying too much, James? You heard stories about elderly people leaving their homes, going missing, and then they are found dead.
Mr. Carter seems fine to me. Look, just last week we were discussing cricket and he was in his firm senses.
I'm not saying that that has gone completely senile, you know, or anything like that. But sometimes he forgets things. That's what comes with age.
Yes, and if you look at Mr. Carter, he's doing much better than a lot of people his age.
I don't want this to become a regular thing of him leaving the house and us not knowing where he is.
So what do you want to do?
You know, I think it's time Mom and Dad come live with us.
You tried that already, and Lucille didn't want that.
It's different now.
So what about the nurses and housekeepers you hired for them?
James, you know Mom. Mom doesn't think they need them, you know. She ran every one of them off. Mom believes she can take care of her and Dad by herself. She's not acknowledging that she too has gone up in age.
Mr. Carter going to the shop is just one incident. If you ask me, they've been doing well on their own. I think you're worrying too much.
Worrying too much? James, these are my parents. I have to look out for them in their old age.
Lucy living with us will never work. I don't mind Mr. Carter, but me and Lucy don't get along.
Well, if that is the case, you can always live in the apartment downstairs while they stay up here with me.
So you think it's fair for you to put me out of our marital home?
I'm not putting you out, James. You'll be right downstairs.
Wow.
I am just trying to come up with a solution, James.
Well, I think you should explore all options. Have you considered a nursing home?
Why would I put my parents in a nursing home when I'm alive and well?
Just a suggestion.
James, come on. As long as I'm alive, I am not putting my parents in a nursing home.
Okay, I apologize.
I think the best option is for them to come and live with us. I'll talk to Mom. I know she didn't want to live with us, but she must understand that things have changed. She and Dad are getting older.
Yeah, and I will live downstairs like a dog.
James.
It's your suggestion.
I just said that because you and Mom don't get along.
What is going to happen to their house?
We can rent it. The amount of money houses are renting for, we can get a good price for it.
Well, some of the prices I'm seeing for rent are downright ridiculous. Guyana got oil, and suddenly some landlords believe that everybody has that money in their pockets.
I know, it's crazy. But I will rent for a reasonable price because some people are struggling.
Okay.
But first I must see if Mom and Dad will agree. My main concern is their safety. I want my parents around for as long as possible.
I understand, but first we must think about how this will affect our marriage also.
James, our marriage will be fine. But if I leave my parents to live alone for much longer, I'm not sure they will be fine.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.